I feel like there's something universal about just being a human being in the 21st century and struggling with weight. I know it's something that I've had to deal with, and I go in and out of exercising more and having a better diet, and then I ruin it by eating more pizza and tacos and whatever else. And I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. And diet and exercise are great, but sometimes you need a little bit more. You can lose 20% more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise with Wegovy at Hims. It regulates your appetite so you eat less, and Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles. You can get everything through Hims, so it all happens online. You'll be connected with a licensed provider who helps determine if this is the right treatment for you, and if you're prescribed, your medication is delivered directly to your front door. No insurance is necessary. There's a range of GLP-1 options, and they give you a lot of extra support with 24/7 messaging, team care, in-app lifestyle and nutrition support, recipes and meal plans. They're not just going to sell you the product. They're going to support you and make sure that you do what is right for you. So are you ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/scrollslore to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/scrollslore. hims.com/scrollslore. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Oh, what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, your source for lore and so much more. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. This week we're doing something a little bit different. It is my birthday this week, so I'm getting all of you a present. And by that I mean we're changing things up because Lotus and I won't be doing a regular episode this week. Instead, you're going to hear about something I talked about at the end of the patron chat last week. So I tried out Kaizal Online, the Skyrim role-playing servers that I talked about last week, and it was crazy. There was some really funny stuff that happened. I role-played as the oldest man, and things got wacky. So I edited together a video about this experience, and it's actually done really well. It's at like 4,000 plays over just a few days. On the Tom Orr Robots channel, that's what it's called, Tom Orr Robots, and it's not even monetized. I just put silly videos up on there. But because so much of role-playing is talking to other people and the situations that unfold and narrating through my experience in this edited video, it actually will work really well for this audio format. So I thought you would all enjoy that. Plus, it would give me and Lotus a week off for my birthday, sort of. I did spend like a dozen hours editing this all together over the weekend, so I put the work in. But I thought you would all enjoy it. And if you want to see the actual video, you can go to the link in the description of this episode, or just look up the channel Tom Orr Robots, three words, Tom Orr Robots, as I say, I'm Tom Orr Robots often, and you'll find the channel on there. So I know this is not conventional, but give it a shot. See what you think. I think you'll enjoy it. I'll see you afterwards to thank all the patrons and all of that. So without further ado, this is Bim, the oldest man.
You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, dear child of Sithis. That is why the Night Mother loves you.
There, bathroom. Can I use that before this begins?
Feel the shit inside of the fire pit.
This is Skyrim roleplaying. 600 people. And what began with me just testing it out, making a crazy old man character, ends with somebody else breaking the rules and getting punched into oblivion. Yes, this is how the Jarl decided to execute him. Here's the story of my first attempt at Kaizal Online, and all the wackiness that ensues.
Okay, it was a very powerful mud crab in the Merithic era. He cursed me with unlimited life and no pants.
Let's go. Step 1, I have to design my character. Step 2 is figuring out how all of this works. And step 3, become all powerful and convince everyone to worship me as a living god. And that'll probably take some time, so subscribe if you want to follow the series. We'll get there eventually. So I decide to go with the oldest man. Now, is he actually the oldest man? Well, he believes he was born at the dawn of the Merithic era, and that he was cursed by a mud crab in the year 72 with eternal life, but also he can't wear pants. Which is a little tricky because most clothing in Skyrim includes pants, but we'll get to that later. But this decision to be a senile old man actually comes in handy later because it affords me, let's call it, a lot of social latitude.
My bladder is not what it used to be. Is there a bathroom? Can I use that before this begins?
Oh man, this is looking good. This is looking good. His body's good. Yeah, he's frail, old, perfect. All right, let's name it. Let's see if I can get all these letters in. His name is going to be Bim the Pantless. Hey, it fits. Bim of No Pants. No, that feels like it's a location. Bim the Oldest Man. And with that, Bim the Oldest Man was born. And now to set off on our journey to amass unlimited power. So we have to go to college. We gotta go learn things. But we can't start at the college. We have to start at the closest city that we can get to, Windhelm, through the teleportation thing at the beginning. And yes, this is the way this game is going to work. You're going to have to actually go to college to learn spells. So I met the guards, and they gave me directions. They were very helpful.
Oh, it's been an age since I've been to Windhelm. Hello, could anyone direct me to the college? Hello, good sirs, I'm looking for directions. Can anyone help me?
You must be cold.
Oh, good sir, finally. Someone helping an old man. My name is Bim. I'm looking for a way to the college. Which way is it from here?
See, here's part of the thing with role-playing, is that you don't know anything that your character doesn't already know. So, I had to ask them for help. And, aside from making fun of me for not wearing any clothes,
I'd recommend covering thy loins.
They did tell me where to go.
Continue north into the mountains?
Yes, it's past the castle, around to the Yeah, it's gonna be cold up
there. I was cursed by a mud crab, and now you see me in the state I am in. Do you happen to have any shirts? I can't wear pants, it's part of the curse.
We do have a tailor.
Oh, point me in the direction, and I'll go visit this tailor. Is the name also Taylor?
No, but if you were to make a 180 degree turn, you would see him.
180 degrees? I'm not very good at math. Is that this?
Turn. Good, sir.
Oh, this way. Like, the wall is the tailor. Hello, tailor.
Almost behind you. Turn a little more.
Oh, back over here. Hello, this wall. I don't see a tailor.
Yeah, I get it. It's a dumb joke, but it's also me testing them out to see how tolerant they are for me role-playing a dumb old man. And they did pretty good.
Oh, there's people behind me. Are any of you aware of where the tailor is? I think he might be stuck in a wall.
It's good to meet you.
Do you have any garments for my upper body? I cannot wear pants. It was part of the curse from the mud crab.
Tailor.
I don't believe so, unfortunately.
Oh, no garments. Well, anything else you can give me, even advice? I'm heading
for the upper body.
Oh, unfortunate. Unfortunate indeed. I might have to continue being naked.
Yeah, this is when I remembered that most of the clothing in Skyrim is both top and bottom, so being pantless means mostly being naked, unless I find another solution.
I'm heading to the college.
Cowl.
Did you say a towel?
Cowl.
Are you calling me a coward?
I have a wrap that can go around your head.
Oh!
Cover your face.
Wonderful! I will, that would be very helpful. Thank you so much, and apologies. My ears are not what they used to be.
Let's see what he gives me. Cowl.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I'm warmer already. Thank you, good sir.
So I'm gonna post up the lessons that I learn as I get through this. Lesson number one. People in this world are actually really nice. They stick to role-playing, and they give you stuff. So I paid for the cowl with a dumb joke, but we'll do more of those later. And then I left and learned something else.
Oh, I'll be going. Have a good day.
The economy of the world is based on everything that the players make, which means that items that are just randomly out in the overworld are not able to be interacted with. You can't actually pick them up. Otherwise, you could just run around and become extremely wealthy very fast. You can't pick things up in the world. Like, see this wine? You can't pick it up. Now, of course, I know my way to the College of Winterhold, but I decided to consult the map just to roleplay it up a little bit.
And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to beeline it. But I also didn't realize if there were wolves or monsters or anything else roaming around the world. So I thought I'd go see. I also thought it'd be interesting to just poke my head in a mine and see what's in here. But still couldn't pick anything up, and no monsters spawned. So not everywhere has things in it, seemingly. But since I was already in a mine, I thought I'd give mining a try, just see what it's like. Can you just let them pile up and then do them real quick together? Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, you can. So it doesn't really matter how fast you click them, they just pile up. So yeah, there's little mini games you can do. But with my curiosity satiated, I decided to continue on my quest to become extremely powerful. And that means going up to the college. And it turned out there were no wolves out in the wild, nothing was dangerous, and basically nothing happened until I came across the greatest warrior in Tamriel. Sort of.
Mountain flower.
Collect all the things. I wonder if it despawns for everybody when you pick these up.
Oh, hello, my fellow Nords. Good day to you.
Hello, friend.
Question.
After that, we all... Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. I'm very rude. Please don't kill me.
No, you're fine, friend. The winter, the college is not open yet, if that's what you're here.
Oh, yes. I lost all of my magical powers when I was cursed by a mud crab. I've been looking to regain them.
A powerful mud crab, indeed.
Oh.
They're mighty foes, indeed.
Oh, yes, it was. It was a giant one. It was the dawn of the Merithic era. I am the oldest man, but that is a story for another time.
Interesting. Well, I'll check back in a couple of days to see about the college. At the moment, there is an advertisement in Whiterun for it, but it was by a man pretending to be a teacher. He is taking money from people, luring them and murdering them.
What a...
So I would not trust anything.
A scoundrel! Has he been brought to justice?
There was a whole band of probably 15 mercenaries that came up here looking for him earlier, but he managed to avoid them. I, however, am a very skilled warrior, so I'm waiting for him to reappear, and I'm going to pretend to take part in it. I even got a disguise purchased for it.
Oh.
And then when he's reaching his hand out for the gold, I will meet his neck with my
Well, that's very heroic of you. You must be a mighty fighter indeed, a warrior of legend.
I have just hit expert in my chosen field, actually.
Oh, well, I am new to these parts, and as I said, I was cursed by a
mantra. So you've heard my story. I tell him my story, and he says, sorry, no magic here yet, which I think means that it really just hasn't been incorporated into the game yet, but they'll probably patch it pretty soon. They've been adding stuff pretty quickly. So it's time to pivot. I head back to Windhelm and decide to look for some actual clothes. And I come across a young woman who is very helpful.
Oh, pardon me, madam.
Hello there. Hello there.
Hello there. I'm new to this place. My name is Bim. Who are you?
I'm Strawberry.
Your name is Strawberry? How beautiful.
Snotarif?
My hearing isn't what it used to
means,
be.
Snotarif. It means a wise woman in ancient
hello,
language.
Hello. Go out.
Oh.
Go out. Hello. Go out.
Hello?
Go out.
Oh.
No. My friend. No, my friend. Idiot.
Is that man alright?
So from this point on, I decided to just call her Snowberry or Strawberry. I keep changing it up a little bit. And also, I did realize that there are some weirdos just running around the world. I mean, not me, other weirdos. So she helps out. She introduces me to some merchants. And by the way, there are other people talking around us, so there's only so much I can edit out of that. So if you hear other conversations on the side, that's what's going on here. But I realize I can't have pants and normal clothes, but I can wear a robe or a dress.
Do you happen to have any robes or even a dress? I would wear a dress.
Yes, that is Meg. If you become part of our priest, you could get a robe.
I have to become a priest.
Do you have any leftover robes, Fanny?
Not a priest, but you have to be a believer of a goddess.
So he tells me something about having to be the believer in the goddess. I'm guessing this is Azura, because he's a Khajiit. And then he talks about being embraced in her bosom, which it's hard to hear because of all the different talking. But I decide, okay, I'll go along with that if that gets me a robe.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
You shake my paw. This one is hers.
So he tells me to shake his paw, which basically means introduce yourself, which means hit the X button and choose the little text on the screen, because the resolution of my screen is too large, that says basically introduce yourself so people can see your official name. Now this proves that you're not lying about who you are, but it also keeps their name above their heads and then you can remember who they are when you meet them again. And then he gives me a robe for free. And then Snowberry helps out and pays for it. And then I pay with a joke.
I'll give him some for the clothing.
Oh, thank you. I can pay in jokes. Would you like a joke?
Of course. We're always willing to laugh.
All right. What did the Dwemer say to the Cliff Strider?
What did they say?
Get away! Leave me alone!
That was quite a good one. This one likes this joke.
So now I know I can rely on my old man charisma to, well, convince everyone to follow me. My secret weapon? Bad jokes. So then I meet the woman who runs the store and find out we have a few things in common.
Someone's talking about robbery. That sounds dangerous.
I'm the owner of the shop. We had a guy screaming robbery. Apparently it was well-natured, but it was still, yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It's nice to meet you. I'm the owner of this shop. I'm Justin. What's your name?
Oh, nice to meet you. I am Bim, the oldest man.
Wow. You know, I'm quite an old woman myself. I danced in the corner club in Saran before the Red Mountain exploded years ago.
Oh.
I was given a toe ring of eternal youth by a Telvanni magister back then. And he said, if I ever remove it, I'll turn to dust.
Wow, I feel like I remember you, but that was quite a while ago. My story
were
is...
Were you also a dancer there?
I was not. I was a patron at the time, but previous to that, I was born before the...
So you've heard the story. Also, there's a really loud woman on the right side that's super annoying, so I'm not going to play this part. But then, there was an emergency out of nowhere.
Immediate news came from a pigeon. The Lord of Coin requested everyone to meet at the fire.
So immediate news from a pigeon means that somebody sent a message in like world chat, like they're sending a pigeon from one place to another. Chances are it had something to do with admins, but there is something big going on and everyone in the city is going to go to the middle of town to find out what's up.
Is this a regular occurrence?
I have no idea. There will be an execution. The Lord of Coin has sent. Give the message. We shall gather and watch someone be. When someone is executed, they will lose all data and inventory. It is called PK and must start a...
So his mic starts cutting out here a little bit, but basically, somebody broke the rules of the server so bad that they're going to be publicly executed, their character will be deleted, and maybe will be kicked out permanently.
The execution will take place in 10 minutes. I am speaking on behalf of the Lord of Coin.
So we all gather together waiting, but it is taking forever for them to drag the prisoner out for us to watch the execution. So I start coming up with some ways to make things more interesting.
My bladder is not what it used to be. Is there a bathroom? Can I use that before this begins?
The joke being that there are basically no bathrooms in Skyrim, for the most part. Because the developers just didn't put any, I guess?
You may shit inside of the fire pit.
Number one, not number two, I'm sorry. Does number one work in the fire pit?
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you said into the fire. I'm sorry.
I heard into the fire too. Is that what people do around here? They pee in the fire.
And this works so well. Everybody starts talking about pooping and peeing.
Well, I haven't done anything like that since I got here, and so I've been holding it for quite a bit, not knowing where to go. I just learned that.
I haven't seen a bathroom since I've been here.
It's like a running joke, right? Like, there's no bathrooms in Skyrim.
Does anybody know where there's a bathroom?
You know, I actually do.
The bathroom is the fire pit.
That's very
here
odd.
Here it is, it's, apparently.
The fire pit is very high up.
A genuine...
Am I supposed to just...
They have outhouses in Whiterun because they're fancy.
Oh!
You know, us here, a fire pit's fine for us. But those fancy Whiterun, they have outhouses at...
New technology!
Bud is so special that it's too good for fire, old man. Like, perhaps, you know?
Oh, I will use the fire pit. It is just about as tall as I am. I'm not sure my stream will reach.
There's a little catch right here, you see?
And then, out of nowhere, a hero emerges.
I can give you a boost.
Oh, Oh, you will do that. Well, I'll try not to be messy.
Remind this one to give you the ingredients from earlier. I'm pretty full.
Oh, I'm trying my best. These bones aren't what they used to be. Well, I might just have to hold it. I'll do my best. Thank you for your help, stranger.
I must say, this is quite different to executions back home.
How does it work back home?
Well, we just cut off the head without any public things.
Do you have bathrooms there, too?
No, we shit in the stream.
Oh, that makes sense.
That sounds pleasant.
This one thinks that doesn't sound quite healthy.
I simply said it to annoy you. We do dig holes and
I made the whole conversation about pooping.
I was
pooping.
Thinking that would be like an automatic wipe situation.
What?
Oh, did you just catch on fire, Snowberry?
Where do you see the name Snowberry?
Oh, that's what she said her name was. But maybe my hearing is bad. Snowberry, see? She said Snowberry.
Yes, yes. Alright.
When does this execution begin? Is there an opening act of any sort? A bard, maybe? Oh, yes,
the
I can tell jokes.
Execution commence shortly.
This one would like to know what crime he committed.
Yes, what crime?
Impersonation of the guard, robbery using the guard armor, bribery of a guard, robbery without using guard armor, assault and battery.
Hello, fellow kid.
I heard he also cheats on his taxes!
Yes, that too.
So this was taking forever, so I decided to do something about it. I start asking for some entertainment.
Where is the pre-execution entertainment? We want Red Diamond. Someone sing Red
it's
Diamond!
Me.
I believe so.
It's who's me, getting sweet executed?
But then the orc starts advertising barrels?
Hey, excuse me. Since all you fine townspeople are gathered, I have a business proposition for you. I am the owner of personal storage down in the gray area of Windhelm. I have barrels for sale, 50 septum a week. The barrels, you can fit as much as you want in there. And you are the only person who can lock and unlock it. I just wanted to throw that out for the good townspeople, since it's probably the only time we all gather. If you want to get a barrel, see me afterwards.
Yes, can we eat the barrel?
You have to pay me. You have to pay for it first. But just throw that out there, I'm wrong. So,
does the barrel fit an entire human skeleton? Excuse me? Yes?
Old man, somebody's being, executed for murder. You're talking about hiding a body?
Just curious. Maybe it's a big barrel and it fits his skeleton.
Yes, you can sleep in it if you want to. You don't have to ask for a skeleton. Barrel. You can ask and you can sleep in it. It's fine.
I'm just trying to understand the size of the barrel. It might be a tiny little baby barrel.
Maybe, maybe not. Who knows?
Would anybody like to hear a joke while we wait?
Oh, this one loves jokes.
Alright, what did the Dunmer say to the Cliff Strider? Oh, get away! Leave me alone!
That does sound in character. Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't like this one.
You don't like my jokes? Oh, I'm sorry.
I like it!
I heard that one before plenty of times back in my homeland. It's not that good.
Well, it's a classic for a reason, isn't it?
Not a Dunmer here to make that kind of joke, don't you think?
Well, I learned it from them. I'm not making fun of them. It's their own joke. How about another joke? Would you like another one?
Ooh, yeah.
What happens when you eat too many snowberries? Any guesses?
I imagine you get fat.
Close. You get full.
Oh, yes. That does make sense.
My jokes are the best. Anybody else have a joke?
And then someone said this.
I really like this old man. He's got quite the charisma to him.
Oh, thank you, sir. I too am selling barrels. If anybody needs a barrel, it fits one body. Actually, I'm not actually selling barrels. That was a joke. Also, that was another joke.
I do have an announcement. If anybody wants to sell their salt, I would like to buy their...
Did you say soul? Sell their soul? I'll sell my soul. How much are you paying?
Oh, soul.
Oh dear.
So at this point, everyone's extremely bored and just coming up with all these silly ideas. So I pitch this one.
Or we could take it one step further and totally revolt against the Jarl.
No.
Oh wait, no. That's a bad idea. Sorry. No, sorry, no, bad no. idea.
Is he wanting to join the prisoner?
No, 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 friend. You missed it. That was another joke. That was another one of my jokes. That's all. A joke.
Bad joke.
Oh, here's the prisoner.
Oh, he's coming. This will be glorious.
Finally, the moment we were all waiting for.
Glory to the Jarl of Windhelm.
Glory to the Jarl! We don't want to kill you.
Today, you will witness the Jarl's justice.
But then his mic started cutting out, and he didn't even have the prisoner with him yet. And people started debating who this prisoner even was.
Some say he was a Red Guard.
I heard he was a Dramora.
I heard he was a sea elf.
A sea elf? Preposterous.
In their defense, the Dunmer have a history of being horrible, horrible people.
In everyone's defense, all the races have been horrible, horrible people, so let's leave that as it is.
Not the Slowed. The Slowed have done nothing wrong.
Oh, my best friend was a Slowed.
Oh, my father sold Argonians to the Slowed for some soap made out of their children. It's quite a profitable business.
Have you ever tried eating Slowed soap?
I should mention that I do not agree with the worldviews of my father. He was a terrible person.
Is that the prisoner?
This elf.
Can you chew him a little? Thank you.
He impersonated a member of his lord's guardship, stole, pillaged, and otherwise sold to sin. Today, he is facing the Jarl's justice.
And you had to get what? More.
Off with his head!
Nudity?
My restraint.
Off with his head!
Give him an overly aggressive shoulder massage!
So the prisoner was defiant, said that he did nothing wrong, and then, after what seemed like forever, finally got his justice. But not by axe. By fists?
Seriously?
Oh, boy!
It's a punching match!
Snap
him!
Is this the regular means of taking off a head?
Get him!
Well, yes, this is
quite get back up!
No, please, I yield. I'm sorry, please. Please end this, sir. Do not hit me any longer.
Finish him!
Rip his head off!
Some justice for Windhelm!
Maybe use an axe instead of your fists! This is abuse, this isn't execution?
And after what seemed like 100 punches, he finally went down.
Yeah!
Oh, it's fine.
So yeah, the execution was a little anticlimactic, but I did learn my final lesson of the day. Even if you're roleplaying something silly, if you do it and people enjoy it, they'll go along with you. So I think there is some hope for continuing this playthrough and building out an entire cult devoted to having no pants and making me a god. So come back for more to see where that goes. And also, if you're looking for something else to watch, check out this video where I tried out a mod that switches my weapon every time I kill somebody. It got pretty crazy. See you next time.
This is Hamish Morak, Dragonborn, and you are educating yourself to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast.
So there you go. I hope you enjoyed that, and thank you to everyone who supports the show. Patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast. That's where you can find us, and our Daedric Prince tier patrons get shoutouts every week. Thank you to Kira C, Blinding Vision, Hersine, Peter R, Austin Beat, and Mintaka, and also everyone else who supports us on Patreon, and all of you for listening and sharing with your friends and all of that, and leaving reviews, and you guys know how all that works. All right, thanks for being here. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will be continuing this series. So if you found it interesting, then come back. Check out the videos. They're going to be online. Or I've actually been live streaming these on Twitch, the Robots Radio Twitch channel, and also the Robots Radio YouTube channel, where I'm now just kind of using as a streaming platform. There's also a number of other people in the community on the Discord playing Skyrim role-playing together. So come join us on the Robots Radio Discord. There's a channel just for that, and we can help you get started and maybe even find some people to run around the world with. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out robotsradio.net for more podcasts just like this, and join us on the Robots Radio Discord. Be part of a community of over 5,000 people who are excited about video games and so much more. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.